like sands through the hourglass.
There is no reason why we should not be able to complete a deal. There's no reason why we should have a government shutdown.
The government shutdown daytime drama inches toward a cliffhanger.
In Washington and around the USA, for the federal government, it's all hands on deck to determine which hands are off the deck in case of a shutdown. Stormy seas for the ship of state. Brinksmanship, that is. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The budget negotiators are still apparently taking each other's calls on this Thursday, April 7th.
And in Washington, we've got our own Todd Zwillick. Todd, good morning. Can you tell us, I mean, people were negotiating into the night, but as of yet, no deal?
As of yet, no deal, but the differences have narrowed, that at least according to the President of the United States, Celeste. John Boehner, the Speaker, Harry Reid, the Majority Leader, into the Oval Office at around 9 p.m. last night and emerged about an hour and a half later. The President is urging this on now. People have criticized the President, Republicans have, for not being involved. Well, he sure is now. Came out and said the differences have narrowed. He expects negotiators to be working through the night and for people to check in with him in the morning. That's this morning to see how close we are.
All right, we're going to continue to follow up with you on exactly the specifics of how close we could get and whether or not we'll get to a shutdown. That's our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Thanks, Todd.
Here in New York, we may have heard Barack Obama flying overhead as he was at a political event in the midtown Manhattan. I wonder if he was on the phone with John Boehner as he flew.
There's an intent on both sides to continue to work together to try to resolve this. No one wants the government to shut down.
That's the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Of course, where we stand now, they're still talking. No government shutdown yet, but we still don't have a deal. Let's take a look at the other big story, a rambling letter to President Obama from Muammar Gaddafi. He's called on the U.S. to end NATO strikes on Libya. In the letter, Gaddafi accuses the U.S. of endorsing a, quote, unjust war. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton acknowledged the letter, saying Gaddafi could end the conflict if he stopped attacking rebels and gave up power.
I don't think there is any mystery about what is expected from Mr. Gaddafi at this time. That is an international assessment.
A former U.S. lawmaker, Kurt Weldon, is in Tripoli today, where he'll urge Gaddafi, reportedly, to step aside.
In the Ivory Coast, forces loyal to internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara say they plan to resume attacks on incumbent Laurent Gbagbo's bunker today. Fierce fighting has continued in Ivory Coast's main city of Abidjan, where Gbagbo clings to power. And Portugal has become the third Eurozone country to request financial aid from the European Union. Economists say Portugal could need more than $110 billion to handle all its debts.
Ouch. The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered a review of a safety program which is supposed to identify metal fatigue problems in aging aircraft. That's after metal fatigue caused a 5-foot hole to rip open in a Southwest Airlines plane mid-flight over the weekend. The 2011 Masters Golf Tournament gets underway later this morning at Augusta National Golf Club. Last year's winner, Phil Mickelson, will tee off this afternoon. And Glenn Beck is reportedly leaving Fox News. That's after months of talks with Fox chairman Roger Ailes. Beck's contract with Fox ends in December, but he's expected to sign off before then. There may be some sort of production relationship with them, but the details still being discussed. Asian markets and European indices mixed this morning. Futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 12,426. The S&P opens at 1,335. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,799. You know, over at The Daily Show, they're terrified that Glenn Beck will leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
What will they do at the Daily Show? That's right.
There goes John Stewart's impression.
Freaking out. Coming up this morning, an actor who was able to bridge the Israeli-Palestinian divide killed in the West Bank. Friends remembering Julio Merjanes later this hour. It's really an extraordinary story of someone who bridged both sides in that conflict. And also, we're going to talk about essential and non-essential work. The federal government has to decide who's essential and who's not. In the case of a government shutdown, what if you had to decide that in your own home, your own office? Look around you. Who doesn't need to be there? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.